If I can get Gary to lock the door, I'll sing the prelude. I said, if I can get you to lock the door, I'm going to sing the prelude.
Hey, we still got windows with you.
We're so glad that you've chosen to be here today. And Oregon decided to take a holiday, so we'll have to do without for a few moments, but and let Miss Kathy play. But we're so glad you're here. Those of you visiting, regular members, those that might be in the parking lot, those that are listening later on the website. We're so glad that each person has chosen to come and worship Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and risen Savior. Let's pray. Father, as we bow before you this morning, we realize that all over the world, believers are celebrating a risen Lord. And Father, we're so blessed. For we know that there are those who are bowing before stone idols, wooden idols. Idols that have eyes but cannot see, ears but cannot hear, mouths but cannot speak. And yet we bow before you. And you hear our cry. You hear our prayers. You see us in our joys and in our sorrows. And you have arms that can help us and a heart to love us. We are so blessed, and we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. Jesus, thank you for dying for us. Thank you for being raised from the dead. Thank you that you're sitting right now at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you that you're preparing to come again and receive us, that we might be with you for all of eternity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We worship you, our King. We worship you, our Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Ed. Good morning, everyone. We hope everyone's doing well this morning. It's a good-looking crowd this early morning. It really is. Good to have you with us. It's hymn-sing time, as we do each Sunday morning. And if you would please, if you want to look at your books, you can, but otherwise it'll be on the board. Christ the Lord is risen today, and aren't you glad we serve a risen Savior, one that's alive? Let's sing all four verses as we stand and sing this morning. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Well done. fight the battle won. Hallelujah. Death in vain forbid him rise. Hallelujah. Christ has opened paradise. Has led, hallelujah, following our eternal head, hallelujah. Made him like him we rise, hallelujah. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Hallelujah.
And everybody said amen. Welcome somebody this morning, please. Thank you, Kathy. You did fine. Well, we welcome you this morning to our Easter service, and we're so glad to have you. First, I want to thank all those who came out this morning, and Robert sometimes is a diamond, sometimes it's a stone. That's all I can tell you. But thank you for your efforts. Thank you, son, for your efforts. But sometimes it's just not meant to be, right, Brenda? But you just save it, and there'll be time to tickle those ivories. I can promise you that. But it's good to see you all this morning. And again, I want to thank everybody that came out and helped this morning, and to help cook, and to help clean up. But before that, I want to thank you for being here for sunrise service and getting up early and being here at 6:45 for that. And you cooks who are here at 5. So the Lord has all blessed us already today. Amen? He certainly has. I mean, it's been a beautiful day. I looked at some pictures of the sunrise and this morning and that Lee and Robert made. And I tell you what, I just praise the Lord for a place like this, Pastor, that you can go out here and see this beauty that you all can see. I don't know of another place in Stanley County any better than that, that I really don't. And so thank you all. Thank you so all much. I'm going to have some announcements I want to share with you. Now, let's remember Wednesday night service. We still here. We still do the Wednesday night each and every night and the Bible study. Pastor Ed does a wonderful job, and we need you to come and be part of that. Next Sunday will be quarterly conference, and so be sure to be here and be in place for that. Annie Armstrong is going strong. We are $935 so far, Brenda, I believe, as we had. We are going to go through the month of April on that. So you've got time yet to do that. North Carolina Baptist Children's Home, fun drive, food drive. I can't think of a better one to support, really, seriously, than that. So keep that in mind as we go forward for the food drive for that. And now let's also, if you look in your bulletin, you've got Neil Jackman's address down there. And Miss Nell is doing much better.
She's doing really good.
And that's good. Yeah.
As good as the music.
That is wonderful.
And she loves the cards and the calls. So.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. All right. That's all the announcements I have. Anyone have anything you want to add? Quarterly conference. I got it. Okay. Thank you. Anything else? Anywhere? All right. Okay. Let's go to our prayer requests this morning, and we want to share those this morning. As all of you know, Lori Keplinger is in the hospital this morning, and she's still having some breathing issues. And I talked with her last night, and she still had quite a bit of congestion. And so let's pray for her. Then maybe she'll get to come home today or tomorrow. But they're guarding her. Yes, go ahead, Stace.
This morning, she says she's much better, and her stats look
good.
Good. She's praying to let her go home today.
Amen. I love that. I love that. Well, I know they were guarding against pneumonia. They didn't want that to set in. So I'm just so thankful that she's doing so much better, so much better. I tried to be funny with her on the, you know how I get to be sometimes. And when she started laughing, she started coughing. And I said, I'm not going to be funny anymore before you get home. But I'm glad she's doing better. I'm glad she's doing better. Pray for Jeff, too. That's for sure. All right. Let's remember, continue to pray for Heath Hahn. And let's pray for him and the family, Miss Kitty and all of them. Let's continue to lift him up in the Lord. And Miss Birdie is also just a shut-in. We need to lift her up and pray for her. Pray for all those caregivers. And I keep praying for them because I know what a job it can be. And they're so unselfish. They give of themselves so much. And let's pray for them. Any other prayer requests this morning? Yes, ma'am, Rosina. Is this Ted Schaefer?
Mark.
Okay.
He's still real sick. They need our prayers.
All right. Mark Schaefer. Okay. Anyone else? Noah, it's good to see you this morning. Good to see you. Welcome. Good to have you here this morning. Anywhere else? Anybody else? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this special day. And oh, how glad I am to know and I can proclaim that we do indeed serve a risen Savior. And Lord, we can talk to you. And we can talk to you anytime. And we can talk to you in any way that we feel comfortable talking. And Lord, we know you understand our needs. And Lord, yes, we even know that you understand our tears. And when we shed tears, Lord, you know the reason why. But now, Lord, we want to pray, Lord, for continue to lift up people that are in need, Lord, in our church. We want to remember Lori this morning. We pray, Lord, for her and ask that you would touch her body, give her healing. Let her get to come home today if it be your precious will. We continue to pray for Heath Hahn, for Aunt Bertie. We pray for that those and the families who give themselves so much for support and for caregiving. We pray for strength for them. We pray for patience. We pray for love. And then, Lord, help us, Lord, to serve in any way that we can. And, Lord, as we go forward in our service today, Lord, we want to lift up Pastor Ed. We pray, Lord, for Kathy, who will be coming shortly and sharing with us. We pray for them, Lord, as they come forward today. Again, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for this Easter day, this Easter service. Thank you for all, Lord, who have given so unselfishly already today in their time and their efforts. And then, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those that are here. This good crowd that we've got this morning who took time, Lord, and prioritized their time to be in your house today. Lord, we thank you for them. We ask a special blessing upon them. Now, Lord, these blessings I do pray in your sweet name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Miss Kathy is a part of our praise team. I asked Kathy, I said, Kathy, would you have the song of praise this morning for our Easter service? And Kathy agreed to do it as I knew she would. Miss Kathy, come and bless us, please.
So I put the words in the bulletin so that when we stand to sing in just a second, you can sing along. They're also on the monitor as well. But I really wanted you to pay attention to the words that are in this song. It talks about Christ being a babe. He came as a helpless babe, but he took our shame. He bore our sin. And then at the very end, he died and was resurrected for us. And the very last verse says, no guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand. Until he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I stand. So if you guys will stand with me, and we'll get the video rolling, and we'll worship Jesus for dying for our sins.
Christ. my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest doubt and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when things are still and striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here is the love of Christ I stand. Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness and help in helpless babe, this gift of love, this righteousness, scorned by the one he came to save. Till on that cross when Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live.
Christ is all the rock I stand in the middle. The old hymn will bring that into the song.
There in the crown his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain, then bursting forth in glory. Stay up from the grave, he rose again, and as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost his grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood. I
I love those smiling little faces. They're so precious. Amen. So precious. You know, it's amazing how life can change in just an hour or two. I still remember being at the church, and somehow or another we get a phone call that airplanes are flying into the Pentagon and into the World Trade Towers, and I rushed to the house because we didn't have a hookup there at the church where we could see TV, and flipped on the TV there at the house and watched the replays of those over and over again. You know, in just an hour or two, a whole history of American life changed. And then, you know, a couple of years ago, we heard something called COVID. And the next thing you know, the governor is saying, non-essential business is closed down. Stay at home unless you absolutely have to go out. Wear a mask. Social distance. And gracious, life changed very quickly. Now, those two are, I'll say, negative. But positive things can happen very quickly as well. I was reminded this week, it's been many, many years ago, I went to the mailbox, opened it up, and there was a check for $400 made out to me. Now, to me, $400 is still a lot, but back in those days, $400 would buy something, buy more than a tank of gas. And the reason it was, there was a couple in the church, had no kids. Now they had more grandkids, not grandkids, because they had no kids. They had no kids, but they had nieces, nephews coming out their ears. Some of them lived closer than here to the old parsonage. But those nieces and nephews wouldn't give them the time of day. I'm the one that carried them to the doctor appointments. I'm the one that looked after them. I'm the one that preached the funeral when the man died. I'm the one that preached the funeral when the lady died. And so she, in her will, left me $400. Now, some of those nieces and nephews were real ill about that. But I got the good news. I got the $400. So in a very short time, it's amazing how life can change, positive or negative. Now you think about Saturday night in Jerusalem about 2,000 years ago. You think about those Pharisees and the high priests, Annas and Caiaphas. I wonder, it's a speculation, but I wonder if those guys sat up late partying. That Jesus character. We got rid of him, didn't we? He's been a thorn in our side for 3 years. He's been keeping the people stirred up. He's been showing the people how weak our own faith is. He's been making fools out of us every time we try to trick him. And we finally had to scheme and plan and go behind the back of the common people, but we got him killed. And I'll bet in a couple of years, nobody will even remember who Jesus of Nazareth was. You think about those soldiers out there guarding that tomb with that seal on it. Reckon they were sleeping, gambling, laughing. Reckon they were complaining about their having to do some extra guard duty. For after all, what did it matter that one more Jew was crucified? Why are we so burdened with staying here beside of this tomb? I mean, the guy's dead. What's the big deal? He's not going anywhere. You think about hell. Satan and his demons rejoicing. Been fighting God the Father for centuries, thousands of years, and lost every time. But now we got him. We killed the Son of God. We've got him in our clutches. He's here in hell and we're tormenting him. And great glee, great joy in hell. And what about the disciples? The women and the men who had followed Jesus for so many years. We thought he was the Messiah. We thought he had come to set Israel free. I mean, all those miracles that we saw him do, all of those beautiful teachings. And now they're wondering, what's going on? What's going on? I guess maybe Peter and Andrew and James and John were thinking, I hope our boats are still in pretty good shape because it looks like we're going to have to go back to the fishing business. Direct Matthew said, wonder if I can get a job back as a tax collector. And the others were thinking, can I go back to my old job? I mean, after all, it's all over. We were following Jesus and now he's dead and gone. And we know from what the scripture tells us that they were huddled in their room listening for footsteps outside of the door, a knock on the door, wondering, are the authorities coming for us? Will they put us to death as well? Will they do something to us? Are we destined to die like Jesus died? Or maybe at least go to prison? All kind of doubts and fears and wondering. You see, on Saturday night, things in Israel, in Jerusalem, were different. Joy for the Pharisees, sorrow for the disciples, grumbling probably for the Roman soldiers, rejoicing in hell. But then came Sunday morning. Then came Easter. In the Gospel of John, in the 20th chapter, we read these verses. Beginning in verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Saturday night, the women were troubled, sorrowful, but like women of all ages and generations, they wanted to do something to help. And so they were gathering spices and bandages and other things to prepare a place, to go and prepare the body of Jesus for that final burial. And suddenly, the unexpected happened. I mean, Jesus had been telling them for months, you're going to be sorrowful for a little bit, but then you're going to rejoice. I'm going to Jerusalem, and they're going to put me to death, but I'm going to rise again. And this rising again thing just didn't click. I mean, people don't just rise from the dead. It's not your ordinary, everyday happening. This week I heard somebody say, they were telling this story in a kindergarten class. And there's a little boy in there, his dad was an undertaker. And the little boy said, well, if my dad had fixed him, he wouldn't have got up. You know, it's not an ordinary thing. And yet the unexpected happened. Suddenly there's a brilliant power of God that reaches down into hell and brings out the Lord Jesus Christ. That body comes alive. The angel moves the stone from the door of the tomb. And I wasn't there. So I don't know exactly, but I've read that they'd already wrapped Jesus in some things. And it's just like he came out of it without unwrapping it. And it's just like they left the cocoon of his body there, but he wasn't there. And you know, one of the things was, they said it was folded up and laid at a certain place. In an unexpected moment, everything changed. From 1 hour to the next, suddenly, those disciples, I mean those Pharisees, were blown out of the water. What do you mean the body's gone? What do you mean there's reports of him being alive? And so they went scrambling around trying to find some way to cover it up. And in the scripture in Matthew, right after Ann's Sunday school lesson ended, it talks about how they told the soldiers, and it says they gave them large sums of money. Now, I don't know how much large sums of money is, but they gave them quite a bit of money to the soldiers and said, you go spread the word that while you were asleep, his disciples came and stole the body. And the scripture there in Matthew says, and that's still told till that day. Whatever day Matthew wrote that, maybe 50 years later. The Pharisees were in great distress. And you know, when you get to the book of Acts, they stayed in distress because those disciples performed miracles and they taught in the name of Jesus, and they kept saying, don't talk in the name of Jesus. Don't preach in the name of Jesus. Just hush up about this Jesus guy. And the disciples kept saying, there's no other name given among men whereby people may be saved but the name of Jesus. No other name. Now those soldiers, they were glad to take the money. I mean, how do you go back to the barracks and say, we let this dead man out of the tomb? Sounds pretty fishy to me. How do you explain that? And remember, the Pharisee said, if you get in trouble, we'll explain it to your superiors so that you won't stay in trouble. I mean, it was a infraction punishable by death to go to sleep and let something like this happen. But the soldiers, suddenly, were so scared. It says they fell on their feet like dead men. You think about hell. Boy, the devil, you know, in the book of Revelation, it talks about Jesus saying, I have the keys of hell, death, and the grave. Well, the guy with the keys is the guy in charge. You go to one of these schools or someplace like that, and the custodian, whether it's a man or a woman, they got this big old wad of keys over here that opens every door. Jesus totally defeated the devil. And now through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, we walk in victory. I love that verse in the middle of Revelation where it says, and they overcame him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. I love the verses that say, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Give the devil no place. The verse that says, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Over and over and over again, the New Testament projects the picture of Jesus. He's the victor, and Satan is the defeated one. And we are seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are the victors, and Satan is under our feet as well. Now, if the devil can get you to believe that he's superior to you, he's got you right where he wants you. But if you know your Bible, you know that as a born-again believer, the Spirit of God in you, what does the Scripture say? Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Oh, friends, if you know Jesus, the power of the living God, the resurrection power of Easter, lives in you. And you can walk in victory. Hell was so upset that day. The women who had gone to the tomb. And I've got a feeling from the way the various gospels portray it, that you had this group and maybe another group and maybe another group. They didn't coordinate it. They were just going to the tomb. Just like sometimes we go to the cemetery where our loved ones are. And we may be surprised on mom's birthday or dad's birthday, and we get there and we find our brother, our sister, or somebody else is there as well. It just sort of happened that way. Various ones went to the tomb that day and all found it empty. Every one of them that went found it empty. And then you think about the disciples. I love verse 20 there. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He had shown them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Wow. Suddenly this Jesus that they had saw die 3 days before was alive. And he proved to them, he says, look at the scars. I'm the same one. And you know, on one of the occasions when Jesus appeared to them, they were sort of, a little skeptical. He says, like maybe we're seeing a vision or something. And Jesus said, you boys got anything to eat? Remember that one? And he says he ate some fish and I believe some honey. Notice they say, wait a minute. That's not some Casper the Friendly Ghost showing up. This guy's eating. You see, they were now excited. They now believed. They didn't believe it all at once, and it sort of dawned on them slowly and gradually. I mean, they were excited. But in a few hours, everything changed from despair to joy, from disappointment to hope, from fear to faith, all because of what happened with Jesus on Easter morning. Friends, it's the greatest thing in the world. I think if we open the floor to testimonies, some of you could stand and say, unexpectedly, I had an encounter with the living Jesus. You may have been in despair. You may have been in confusion. You may have been wondering. And suddenly, it's just like there was a presence. And that presence was Jesus. And he cleared up your confusion. He gave you hope instead of that despair. He gave you joy instead of the grief. Now, sometimes you may have been in sin or apathy, and suddenly Jesus showed up and said, son, daughter, you need to change the way you're living. And when confronted with Jesus, we're suddenly aware, you know, I'm not doing right. I'm not living right. I need to change. How wonderful it is that Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, still encounters us and changes us from moment to moment. Paul talks about being changed from glory to glory. So it is that the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ still speaks to our hearts, still confronts us, still encourages us. Now, when he comes to us, we can deny him, we can push him aside, or we can receive him with open arms. But these disciples, they went from despair to joy. And when you think about it, the Pharisees never did get it. Even with all of the evidence that Jesus was alive, they still fought against it. And it's quite possible that many of them are in a place of torment even this day. The others embraced the living Jesus, and their lives changed, and they're in glory today. They're in a place of joy and happiness. All because Jesus is alive. Again, I say the word that Peter said so long ago. Neither is there salvation in any other name given among men but the name of Jesus. As Paul wrote, there's coming a day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus is here today. You remember he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I where? In the midst. In the midst. You may or may not see him. I've been in services where somebody said, I saw Jesus walk down the aisle. Now, our heads were supposed to be bowed and our eyes closed, but this particular person was looking. I think they felt something brush by them as they looked up and said, I see the presence of Jesus. But whether you see him or not, he's here. And he's coming to each of you to love you, to give you joy and peace and hope. Receive it. Receive it. As I prayed in my opening prayer, there are people today that are going worshiping wooden and stone and gold and silver idols that cannot see, cannot hear, cannot help. But I commend to you Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the risen Son of God, who loves you, who can see, who can hear, who has a heart to love you, and the arms and the power to minister to you and for you and through you. He's alive. Jesus is alive today. Praise his name. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes for a moment? If there's anyone here that does not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, today the Holy Spirit speaking to you, it's so easy to become a believer. It's to know in your heart that he was crucified for your sin. To know in your heart that God raised him from dead. And then to confess with your mouth, I accept Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, as my Savior and Lord. If you do that and sincerely mean it, you can go from death to life, from lost to saved, from being a child of the devil to a child of God. We confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, we can be saved. Please don't leave here today without the hope of Easter in your heart. Receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you don't understand it, come and talk to me after the service, and I'll try to explain it clearer. If you're listening on the website or in the parking lot, would you contact somebody that you know is a believer? And tell them, today I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. For all of you who are Christian, have been many of you for years and years and years, would you just tell Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for being raised from the dead. Thank you for being on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. Thank you that you're preparing to come again and receive me, and I can be with you for all of eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can never thank him enough. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. Draw us to Jesus. Let us worship him. Inspire and lead our worship. Oh, Father God, thank you for your marvelous plan of salvation, where you sent your Son to die for us. But you didn't leave him dead. You brought him alive again. Thank you, Father. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. May he be gracious to you and give you peace. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming today. And if there's anybody that needs to receive Jesus, if you'll just talk to me after the service, I'd be so glad to share with you.